I'm delighted to speak today with Dr. Nelly Demiriva, Senior Lecturer and Associate Professor in Sociology and co-author of the recent pioneering social research book, who's going to talk to us today about the inspirational female social science researchers mentioned in the book to celebrate International Women's Day. Great to be talking to you, Nelly. And I wonder, first of all, could you tell us about the pioneering social science research book that you co-wrote and what it's all about?
Yeah, no, I'm delighted to be able to speak to you, Rodney. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak, you know, on this podcast about pioneering social research book that was published early last year with Policy Press. So, you know, in order to kind of give you a little bit of a flavor of what the book is about, the book contains 58 interviews, really about this foundational generation of researchers that defined British academia. Most of them have started researching by the 60s. They have established their career in the 70s, let's say. A main body of their work is done in the 1980s and the 1990s. And then they kind of, you know, they, although some of them continue to be producing a lot of volumes and to be very active later on, but then kind of gradually, like they were research active, let's say, till the early 2000s.
So I wonder if you could expand more about the 18 female pioneers in the book, about how they've changed society through their research.
Yeah, so, I mean, the women that we've got in the book are really extraordinary, I think, characters at the time. And, you know, I mean, they have done some amazing research. And one of my favorite interviews is the interview with Anne Oakley. And she was really an exemplar of so many diverse talents. And her interview is so vivid because it speaks about, you know, the trials and the tribulations she experiences with such vividity and, you know, in such a vivid and simple way that is captivating. I mean, I can only describe it in this way. And I know that on the UK Data Service archive, people can access excerpts of the interview. So I really encourage everybody to watch that interview. So she had a major influence in sociology as a researcher, but she was also an autobiographer and a novelist. So she's the daughter of Titmuss. She does her education in Oxford, where she reads philosophy, politics, and economics. And then in the 1960s, after her marriage, and she has, like, you know, her first two children. And during the interview, she describes how basically while dusting her, you know, the bookshelf of her husband, Robin, she has the idea that what she's actually doing is work. You know, so the housework that she is doing should be actually considered work, that this is something that, you know, perhaps we should be considering, like how we remunerate women, how, you know, we, you know, allocate domestic work in these various couples, how this, you know, impacts, for example, the politics of the household. So she, you know, she writes, she has many different books on them. She's written over her career, maybe like 30 books. You know, you have like Sex, Gender and Society, which is a foundational text in this, you know, in the field. So, you know, by using her own example, and, you know, we are using now, I'm currently in the process of writing an article about the women pioneers. I'm using essentially her interview. In the interview, she talks about the moment of conversion for her. So it's not a moment of discovery or aha moment, but it is really a moment of conversion, which she, you know, she feels that she's capable to do this research and that she actually actively wants to do this research that then, you know, impacts on a whole host of other issues related to feminism, to the way we conceptualize work, to the way we study work. Politically, you know, her writings are very important because they try to push essentially for the acceptance of the labor that women are doing and for that to be recognized both as carers for the future, for their future, for example, when, you know, when the questions about whether women can retire and how can they retire and what pensions they can get if they have had a major caring role. So, yeah, really an incredible woman that has a profound effect over time that we're still not seeing that this is still an issue for modern societies today. So I think, you know, we can do more, you know, reading or further reading of Oakley's work in order to understand or through their prism to see some of the main issues today.